Hello, this is Vasant from All Out for No Loss, and with me I have Ramakrishnan G. Iyer and Anand Kumar Shankaran. This is the third episode of our previews of the various teams playing in the competition. We went through seven teams in the last two episodes, and out of that, we felt Mumbai Indians is probably likely to finish in the top two or at least show a short playoff contender. And we do believe that SRH does have more than an even chance of making it. Today, we are going to talk about three remaining teams, namely CSK, RCB, and the defending champions KKR. Let's start with CSK.
Again, I think they have built for themselves a really, really solid team. Love that touch about bringing Ashwin back for his last mile effort with CSK. I definitely love that little touch. But all of that aside, I think the thing that they have managed to do is they have held together the core from what they had the last time. Get to keep Gaikwad, they get to keep Jadeja, they get to keep Shivam Dubey, and they get to add Ashwin to the fray. And they also get to keep their two Kiwi rock stars in the form of Rachin and Devon. Though when we talk about the playing 11, I kind of struggled to figure out a way to get both of them to play. So we'll talk about that. But I think they've got a very, very good core.
You didn't mention the uncapped player.
You did not mention the uncapped player
who they get to keep.
But a couple of other choices that I really liked about what they had done. One, of course, is, though I don't know how he will get a turn, or he might, Deepak Hooda. I've always fancied him as a T20 player, and maybe he will find his calling for CSK. That was one name that I wanted to call out. And the other name that I wanted to call out was that of Andre Siddharth, the young, I think he's 17 or whatever, but he was creating waves playing for the senior team as well. But knowing that he's only 17 years old, he may not get a single game. But if he does, I feel like he would be a really, really exciting option for them. But I think overall, well-rounded team. It's classic. They've checked the boxes in a way only sort of they can. And they have built a good core, in my opinion.
Yeah, I don't know how they are going to play both Conway and Rachin. And on current form, they have to play Rachin in the 11. Conway is his senior partner, right? I think they play for the same team in New Zealand as well. And Conway Gaikwad was rollicking 2 years ago. So it's going to really suck if they have to sit Conway down. But given that they have to play Pathirana for sure, they probably have to play Sam Curran, and most likely they will play Noor Ahmed. If the game is in Chennai, they're going to play all three. They're going to play Ashwin, Jadeja, and Noor Ahmed. I do think they will play Shreyas Gopal when they play against RCB, because he almost always gets Virat Kohli out, no matter where he bowls. So that's one thing they can do. They can play Shreyas Gopal in some games and set Noor Ahmed out, and that opens them up to play both Conway and Rachin. But terrific team, as always. The all-rounder situation, they have Sam Curran. I don't know if you can call Dubey an all-rounder anymore. I don't know if you can consider Ashwin as an all-rounder, maybe. But Ashwin in this team is going to bat at 8, I think. So yeah, I think all of last year, didn't they use Dubey as their power play sub? If I remember right, Dubey was majestically brought in
during the middle
bad series. Once he bats, he rests.
Yeah, yeah.
So looks like they have Khalil Ahmed. So Khalil Ahmed is probably their bowling sub. What is lacking in this team, I feel, from the classic CSK of the past of Albi Mark and of Bravo, who incidentally is coaching KKR this year, the bowling all-rounder who comes in at 8 or 9 and wins them a game. It always happens. Bravo will win them a game. Albi Markle will win them a game, right? Against that over of Virat Kohli, over number 18 or 19, Albi Markle in Chepauk, right? We won't forget it.
Isn't that the role we want this Kutty Karan to play?
Yeah, but Kutty Karan is playing, he's not going to play at 8 or 9, right?
You think he'll bat in that top, in up the order?
I think so, right?
Kutty Karan, remember, last time I kept on waiting and the old man kept on batting and never got a chance to bat. He kept on being sent at 7 and 8. Poor guy.
This time, uncapped old man will certainly not bat any higher than 8.
I would think so. No, I think this is how the lineup would look like. 2 will open with Ravindra. And since you mentioned Andre Siddharth, just check out Rachin Ravindra and Andre Siddharth's pictures. Andre Siddharth looks like Rachin Ravindra with glasses.
Is that true? Wow.
There's a lot of similarity. Anyway, oh. Quad and Ravindra will open.
Correct.
And then Tripathi, Huda will come at 3, one of them.
Correct.
And
correct.
Then Shivam Dubey and Karan will play the 4 and 5 role. One of them will come earlier, depending upon the situation. Jadeja will bat at 6. Dhoni will be floating at 7. There is a chance for Ashwin to be batting at 8. And I think that they will play Kamboj at 9. Then Noor Ahmed. And then we have a Patirana and Khalil, who doesn't bat and by and large doesn't field, can come in as the bowling sub. And the batting sub will be Shivam Dubey. That would be my take.
What about our friend Mukesh Chaudhary, who's part of the core team?
Yes.
Right?
So now Mukesh Chaudhary, interestingly, has been batting well. Also, I saw some clips from the training sessions and this guy has done an update on his batting. So there might be a temptation to sit Khalil out, play Mukesh, and Patirana can be excused from any batting attempts.
I think Patirana and Dubey can be swapped.
Patirana, he'll be swapped with an Indian player, which is allowed.
That makes more sense. Okay, yeah.
Now, the other choices they have this Nathan Ellis guy. I'm not so sure whether they'll fit him in because the batting is a little light. So Sam Curran will win over him. Jamie Overton can't bat, can't bowl. So I don't know why he's there.
Jamie Overton is there.
He's one of the 7 foreigners.
Oh, yeah, he's there.
And then you have Devon Conway. This time around, in fact, 9 foreign slots were not filled. Actually,
Is CSK going to miss Mitchell?
Not really. Yeah.
In fact, the whole of the IPL is missing Mitchell, I think. He's playing the PSL.
Huh. Oh, is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting.
Wow. So, we have Sam Curran and Jadeja and Dhoni. Those are the 3. Okay, Ashwin. 4 all-rounders, I suppose. That's starting to feel like the CSK of the year, if I look at it again.
I do think the batting is a little light. Okay.
Yeah, it is.
The batting is a little light, even with this whole impact sub business. The batting is light. Ashwin at 8. Now, if they start pushing Ashwin at 3 and 4 to go and back a few balls here and there, then the whole thing changes because then Tala comes in at 8 and then the balance is set up. Okay.
Yeah, so let's go back to the interesting question that was asked in the afternoon, right? Would it be possible to use Ashwin as a floater like Rajasthan did last year? We don't see that happening, do we?
I don't see. Rajasthan was very, so many batters, so many bowlers, and Ashwin was the only guy who could do both, sort of. So they had to do this. And they had to protect that Shimron Hetmeyer, who can't play spin and all that stuff, right? So they had to do all sorts of things. This team doesn't need all that. Okay, now,
here is another idea then, Vasant. Let's say we make a case to your point about the batting being light, which I was kind of thinking about the same thing with your squad. Let's say you start with Gaikwad, one of Rachin and or Devon, and then you play Tripathi at 3, and then you play Huda at 4, and then you play Shivam Dubey at 5, Jadeja at 6, or Karan at 6, and then Jadeja, Karan, whatever the number is. Then you have Dhoni at 8, and then you can play Ashwin at 9. At which time you're talking some serious levels of batting?
Then it becomes much stronger because Huda is like, he does both gears.
Don't forget, he can bowl. He can give you 2 or 3 overs.
Yeah, Huda. So that essentially means they'll probably not play Kamboj. They'll have to play with Patirana, Karan and Khalil or Kamboj as the
sub.
It makes a lot of sense because they're going to put pitches that are going to turn. Why do they need half a dozen quicks?
For bowling pace, they can lean on Karan, they can lean on Patirana, and they can lean on the 12th fellow, which is one of... Everybody's talking about Khalil, we know the fellow can't field, but we've got Kamlesh Nagarkoti in that squad. Why can't we look at him?
Yeah, we have Nagarkoti.
Kamlesh Nagarkoti can't bowl also.
I can field, if you remember.
That's all he can do.
True. But he has invested his time with Abhishek Nair at his home, and he's gone through the same drill that DK and Varun Chakravarti had gone through, apparently.
12 overs of Ashwin, Jadeja and Noor
Ahmed.
Ashwin is the weak link there. And,
Ashwin is the weak link.
I didn't realize I would be saying that even in IPL. And this is the guy. By the way, Ashwin's economy rate is less than 7. overall.
One more thing we have to remember about Ashwin. This is Chepauk. Yeah. Every time RR or Punjab used to play CSK, this guy used to create havoc. He won a couple of person of the matches and all that. So at Chepauk, this guy bowls very well. And so does Jadeja. He can bat and bowl there.
Yeah, not in Chepauk. Yeah, of course. His last appearance in Chepauk was a test century, right?
And a fifer.
Not that long ago.
Yeah.
He joined the ranks of Botham and who else in that double. But 12 overs, they're going to throttle. And you can't hit Pathirana anyway. Basically, they have to go after Karan. 7 games in Chepauk, they'll probably win 5 or 6.
Yeah, Karan with the new ball is more than a force, right?
Yeah. Is Karan a regular in the English T20 side now?
Not anymore.
No.
The other bit fellow, Jamie Overton, has become a regular in their T20 squad.
I've been raving and ranting about the lack of all-rounder and we all forgot Mr. 3D is in the team. And Vijay Shankar has been going, if you remember his batting, GT, right? Mm-hmm. He has been fast. So he has been accelerating.
And guess what? Again, it's a Chepauk factor. I like your plan, Ram, of having Tripathi, Hooda, and now add Vijay Shankar to the mix and two of the three play.
Yeah.
In the past 3 and 4.
Yeah. And then two of them somebody will bowl. They'll get one two-over bowler out of that.
Yeah.
And then you have Shivam Dubey, who you can do 2 overs if you need him.
Yeah.
No, they're going to use him as a sub. Remember, Shivam Dubey only bowled because India wanted him to bowl. We wanted to carry him to the World Cup.
Yes, that is true. That's a good point. So this year, with the World T20 Cup rather far away, who knows? He may just choose to rest and not bowl.
Hey, he also bowled in that last game against England and he took 2 wickets for 3 runs or something like that, right?
Yeah. He batted well as well.
He bowled better than Harshit Rana.
It was a perfect comeback actually for him.
I think overall, this team has nice power at the top. He's got a good 12. They bat deep. They have the spinners. The seamers are the usual CSK level seamers. And Pathirana is, of course, a special case anyway. So given that, I think that these guys have a very good chance of making it to the playoffs.
Yeah, and I can't wait to see Rachin bat. He's going to start all games and they persist him for 14 games. He's going to win 2 or 3 on his own.
Oh, yeah, and he's also a left-arm orthodox spinner.
Of course. That's the fourth spinner.
Fourth spinner. No, if Deepak Hooda plays, that's also another spinner, right?
Yeah, that's 5 spinners. Oh, my God. Yeah, they will shut the opposition down.
Yeah, and Dhoni's a master at doing that spin choke in the middle. So, he's not the captain. But again, so let's move on to the next team. The team at the same latitude. Is it 14 or 12 or whatever? Which is the Royal Challengers Bangalore. I saw the video of a spectacular unboxing show. These guys called them. There were some guys singing. There was some Danish Sheth making jokes. And he, in fact, also talked to Andy Flower and called him a visionary. Andy Flower asked him why. So the answer Danish Sheth gave, or Mr. Nags, was, "You're a visionary because we did a victory lap even before the tournament." I am sure somebody would have added, "This is the only chance you have to do a victory lap."
That's funny. That guy is seriously funny.
Their central theme this year is 18th year is for 18. Now, that is the current logic of why they are going to win the IPL is because number 18 is playing his 18th year. Coming back to them, they've assembled a pretty decent team, actually. I noticed Josh Hazlewood. So it looks like he is fit. This is what I see in their setup. I have Kohli opening with Phil Salt.
Right.
Skipper Patidar. Then we have Jacob Bethel and Liam Livingston. Bethel is also fit. And then we have Jitesh Sharma, who will probably keep as well. And then they have Krunal Pandya, who will come at 7. BK at 8. Rasik Dar at 9. Hazlewood at 10. And Yash Dayal of the famous last over at number 11.
No Tim David?
There's no place for Tim David if they're going to play Jacob Bethel.
That's the only change I had, by the way, from what you just relayed, Rasan. Tim David batting a level lower instead of Jacob Bethel as my foreign guy. And I make a place for Padikkal in the top 4 because David obviously has to bat a little lower.
Why would you not play Tim David?
I would not play Tim David if I can play Jacob Bethel for more than one reason. First of all, Jacob Bethel is going to give you 3 overs of leg time spin. Okay, 2 to 3 overs. Bethel can play further up the order, which allows them to bring Livingston down. They have Jitesh Sharma to do all the hitting. And they have Krunal Pandya, who's a super smart cricketer. He can play any gear he wants. So what is the use of Tim David? And if Hazelwood doesn't play, Luvan Tra will play. That's a given.
I think the reason to play Tim David is he can miss hit with a single hand and clear Chinnaswamy.
If I'm going to play Tim David, I'll play Romario Shepherd. Romario Shepherd will hit too. The ball to Chennai.
I didn't realize they have Shepherd.
Shepherd is also a really good option.
If you want somebody to bat 10 balls between Tim David and Romario Shepherd, I'll go with Romario Shepherd because you might even get a couple of overs out of him.
Let's talk about their bowling. RCB, this is the team that had Chris Gayle, AB de Villiers, Virat Kohli and some flavor of Shane Watson or Kevin Peterson, and still would lose all their games in Chinnaswamy because they didn't have bowling and Mitchell Starc. And still, so what do they have this time? Like, how is their bowling look like?
In Bhuvi, they've got a solid guy, right? Bhuvi has a very solid record in terms of at least with a new ball. And to me, he strikes as a bit of an upgrade compared to what they had going with Siraj. And then the rest of the bunch, well, of course, there's Hazelwood. I don't know if he'll play, where is he in terms of fitness and all that. But if he's playing, then he's obviously a really solid choice as well. Then after that, it kind of gets a little iffy because you get Yash Dayal as an option. You get Kunal is a smart cricketer, but I'm not sure he's worth 4 overs of spin at the Chinnaswamy in that sense.
He's not going to get you wickets. He's going to bowl his 4 overs for 30 runs.
Now I see the reason for Bethel.
Then you're going to need Bethel.
So my take is with Rasik Dar has to play to support Dayal. Livingston, Bethel and Pandya will do the spin.
Will do 6 overs.
Livingston, Bethel and Pandya. Wow.
Yeah,
okay.
Between them they can pull out 8 overs, right?
So then in your scheme of things, there is no place for this Suyash Sharma, that leggy chap.
No, I don't have any place for Suyash Sharma. He's an overhead. I'll tell you who they'll bring in as the bowling sub, Swapnil Singh. They'll bring in Swapnil Singh because he'll bat also. The only weakness, if you ask me, is Indians quick. They have Yash Dayal. Then it's Rasik Dar. Rasik Dar was actually not bad last year. He batted well also. It's like gutsy kid. My take is, we'll have BK in his opening with Dar and Dayal making up. Somehow they'll scramble 12 overs out of these 4 guys. And then they will have Livingston, Bethel, Krunal and Swapnil bowl the other 8 overs.
That's doable, I guess. That's doable.
But I have not seen Bethel bowling at all. They had earmarked him to bowl a larger number of overs in the Champions Trophy, actually.
Fortunate injury. Yeah.
And Livingston is very smart. A little change to what I said earlier. Kohli and Salt at the top, Patidhar, and then Bethel, and then Livingston, and then Jitesh, and then Krunal, and then the bowlers. And what will happen is if a batter gets out early, they'll bring in Swapnil Singh, who can also bat, remember. So, technically speaking, they're throwing in one more batter to that group without taking a hit. Their bowling sub is a batter also.
Correct, true.
That is RCB for you. The unit looks okay, but then they're playing at Chinnaswamy and they don't have that killer bowler to completely get them through. This is not the first time Hazelwood has played for them. I'm not sure whether he can carry the weight. Bhuvneshwar Kumar will move the ball. He'll bowl beautifully. But how often has he succeeded in Bengaluru? I don't know. Might be worth checking the stats.
They don't have a home ground advantage, unfortunately.
That is true.
Unfortunately, like any team that has big hitters, I don't know if any bowler would make a difference in Chinnaswamy.
Outside of Jasprit Bumrah, I cannot see any other bowler being able to do much in Bengaluru.
The first game I saw at Chinnaswamy was a 99. It was an India versus Australia test. I think I saw the last day when Mark Taylor hit a century before lunch or something. I got to see Shane Warne bowl, and Taylor of all people, he was just caressing the ball. It just disappeared. Australia won that game. I realized how small this ground is.
It's very small. Yeah.
I have not been to the ground. I've
been to Chinnaswamy many times.
I've seen a couple of IPL games there as well.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
I did see the Mongoose come out with at Chinnaswamy. Only for a couple of sixes, but It's a small ground. I feel sorry for Bangalore fans, though. They should do what Punjab did by building that second stadium just outside the city. They should really try to get a bigger stadium.
Let's go over to the defending champions. And we also can talk about the first game, which is actually between RCB and Kolkata. But let's start with looking at KKR. The big change, no Salt, and in comes Quinton de Kock.
Correct.
Okay. Now, upgrade on the keeping, downgrade on the batting is my take.
True.
And you didn't even mention them losing their winning captain.
No.
Because that is also an upgrade, right?
I'm not sure.
Last time around, they lucked out because Sunil Narayan succeeded. Yeah. And apparently, he's not scored any runs after the IPL anywhere. He's back to the same thing. So, we don't know what's going to happen. I do expect the new captain to come in at number 3.
Right. Me too.
And the problem I have with this guy compared to Shreyas Iyer is this guy can only score in the power play. Shreyas Iyer is the opposite. He won't score in the beginning, but then once he gets his eye in, he's unstoppable. He just like takes it to a different level. This guy, he will score his first 20-30 runs very quickly, but outside of the power play, he gets bogged down. I have this vague feeling that he's going to lose his place somewhere in the middle of the tournament if this team is not going to do well.
Yeah.
They have other alternatives. One of them is called Ankrish Raghuvanshi. Wonderful batter. Okay. So, and Venki Iyer will come in at 4, Rinku at 5, Russell at 6, Ramandeep at 7, Raghuvanshi at 8 because he's
a super sub, is it?
Super sub. And then we got Northcia and Aurora doing the fast bowling.
Right.
Varun Chakravarti will come in for Raghuvanshi. That takes care of the bowling. And then they have, of course, they have Russell, they have Narayan, and they have Venki Iyer also to bowl, right? And Ramandeep Singh. So they've got enough of people left, right, and center to bowl.
So and who are your 4 foreign players in the 11?
Narayan, de Kock, Russell, Northcia.
Perfect. Same.
Yeah, here. So no Moeen Ali.
No Moeen Ali. Same here.
Moeen Ali will only play when they play in Chennai. And if de Kock doesn't do well, Ramanullah Baz will play.
Oh, they have Gurbaz.
They also have Gurbaz.
And if Northcia doesn't play well, Spencer Johnson will come in.
Yeah, they have all their bases covered. Well,
and if Russell is not clicking, Roman Powell will come in. So this is like beautifully backed up setup.
Then you have Narayan and Varun from, it's like both sides of a drum.
Yeah.
Right, that's like...
Yeah, and Varun has been bowling like out of the world, right? He's in full form. So the bowling I see is Rana, Northcia and Arora. Bowling the quick stuff with support from Russell and a little bit from Ramandeep Singh if they need it.
Correct.
And they have Varun Chakravarti and Narayan to bowl the spin. There's also Venki Iyer to throw in a couple of overs if they want. They have their backups lined up. This team is perhaps the best in terms of a primary and a secondary without losing a beat.
Yes.
Umran Malik is no longer there. Chetan Sakaria?
We won't be needing Chetan Sakaria at all. You've got Tara as a pace bowler who will sub in and sub out. If you need a spin option, you've got Mayank.
And they also got Anukul Roy. Yeah, Mayank Markad Roy. And the backup Indian batting for Rahane is Manish Pandey. And
so is Rahane their weakest link?
Rahane is their weakest
link. Of their 12?
Yeah.
Let me put it this way, right? This is the first time we're going to see a T20 version of a Mike Barrett.
Exactly. I saw some clips of this guy called Lovneet Sisodia. Ridiculously good keeper, man. He's just flying. Absolutely. So
Even with the bat.
Yeah. This team is beautifully set. I'm finding it difficult to find where the holes are because they have player and they have backup.
It's hard to pick, but I wonder if their weak link is there's only one Rinku Singh. So what I mean by that is there's basically Rinku. And last year, as you said, Narayan fired. We know he blows hot and cold. Then there's Venki Iyer, Singh, and Russell is also, he blows hot and cold, right?
Oh, there's a lot of hot and cold here because hot and cold. Venki Iyer is very aggressive. Raghuvanshi is a very, very fine player. Last year, he played very well.
He was brilliant.
Yeah. Basically, if Rinku fails, I don't know. If you get Russell by the 12th over, I think that's the thing.
Ramandeep is also very aggressive, man.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but de Kock is like the conservative ODI batter here.
Score at a slow run rate of 130.
I won't be surprised if suddenly we see Ramanullah Gurbaz playing. Not Dickock. The coach, Chandrakant Pandit, is a no-nonsense guy. He doesn't care about names and all that stuff. I really like this KKR team. Yes, they're missing Shreyas Iyer because the replacement for Shreyas Iyer is not as good. Phil Salt can bat, but then he is not a good keeper. Quinton Dickock is a much, much, much better keeper.
Definitely.
Now, if this team had got Joss Inglis, game over.
Yeah. So who is Joss playing for?
Punjab.
Punjab. He's their opener. Yeah. Okay. Punjab is the new Australia with Ricky Ponting and Mitch Marsh and everybody there.
Mm. Yeah. Glenn Maxwell too.
That's the Australia equivalent.
They needed a captain and they're not comfortable with Venki Iyer yet.
Yes.
That's the problem. Otherwise, if they were comfortable, Venki Iyer would have been the captain. They wouldn't have bothered with Rahane.
There is no Australian in the entire team. Spencer Johnson, Australian. I'm blanking out.
He's Australian.
That's the only Australian. He's the only Australian.
There are 7 Afghans, 15 Australians, 17 South Africans, 7 New Zealanders, 10 Englishmen. And 7 Sri Lankans. No USA, no Scotland, no Bangladesh, no Zimbabwe.
Which 10 Englishmen? Moeen Ali had a few games. Butler had a few games. I can't think of any other Englishman.
Livingston
had a few games from RTB last
night. Dax, Livingston, then the Jacob Bethel is a new guy. They sort of have enough people.
The English influence in RCB is unmistakable, probably because of that combination of Mo Babat and Andy Flower. So they included all the, and maybe that's why they brought in Jamie Overton, though.
Jamie Overton, CSK.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Yeah. So they brought in Jacob Bethel and Phil Salt.
It was a very funny situation when Mumbai picked up Will Jacks. Akash Ambani went to the auction guys of the RCB team and thanked his hand for not doing
the matchup. Yeah.
But that's because these guys are looking for Jacob Bethel.
Yes.
That was what the game was. Right?
And they had already sealed Phil Salt by then.
I guess now it's a good opportunity to look at the matchup for the first match of the tournament on Saturday. RCB. Kolkata versus RCB in Kolkata, I think.
Yes.
And man for man, I think Kolkata is a better team.
For sure.
And I don't see anything that RCB has that they'll be able to throw at KKR. I think a lot of it is going to be depending upon whether RCB can get through Sunil Narayan very early in the game.
Okay. So do you expect Sunil Narayan to, by the way, open?
Yes.
Yeah.
So where does Venki Iyer play?
Four.
Oh. Interesting.
Yeah. They played at 4 last year.
My 11 and the batting order for this first game at the Eden is Quinton and Venki opening. I have Rahane batting at 3 because he either bats at 3 or he doesn't bat at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have Ankrish Raghuvanshi batting at 4. Then I have Rinku. Then I have Dre Russell. Then I have Ramandeep. Then I have Narayan. So that's my top.
Okay. So what you're doing is you're having Ankrish was batting at 3 last time around. So.
But we have to accommodate Mr. Rahane, no?
Venki Iyer should be opening, but last time around what happened is Venki Iyer was coming in at 3.
Correct.
And that worked. And I saw a few clips. They're looking in good shape. Of course, no news about Narayan. Let's see. What I like is Chandrakant Pandit is a no-nonsense guy. He's not going to look at past and all that stuff. He's going to pick the team based on what he sees in the net. So
Who's their head coach?
Chandrakant.
And Bravo is what then?
He's the bowling coach.
Oh, awesome.
Dwayne Bravo is the bowling coach. See, Dwayne Bravo is part of their whole Knight Riders and Trinbago Knight Riders and all that stuff. I think him, Russell, Narayan, all these guys are like employees of Shah Rukh Khan and Red Chili Pepper, right? That's the name. Or Red Pepper Chili. I don't know. Red Chili Pepper. Whatever the name of that company is. They all work for Venki Mysore, right?
Yes.
In multiple places. So it's KKR is tried their best to keep all their folks together as much as possible.
Okay. Correct.
So that's what they've done.
I'm giving this game to KKR.
Yeah. I would lean towards KKR as well.
Hmm.
This team is crazy good.
Very good.
The KKR team. So are we saying all three teams that we discussed today have a very high chance of going to the playoffs?
No, I wouldn't say that. In my list, MI is the highest. Second, KKR. And then CSK and SRH come next. For me, RCB comes after that. And to me, RCB will be battling with PK, actually. I'm not going to discount the Punjab guys. That team is actually good. It's pretty good.
Mm.
Someone else just stay away and allow Ponting to do his thing.
I guess. The problem with that team has never been the players. It's always been the owners. They have changed players.
Somehow Sean Marsh thrived there.
Yeah, he did.
Right, in Punjab.
No. These guys, they'll do well. They'll win a few games here and there and all that stuff. But when it matters, they won't win. I still remember the two seasons Ashwin was the captain. I think in one case, it was 5-1 after 6 games. The other case, it was like 5-2 after 7 games. And then they capitulated without making the playoffs. They've changed so many captains. They've changed so many coaches. They've changed so many players. They've done everything possible. The only thing they haven't changed is the owners. Yeah. To me, in the three we discussed, CSK and KKR make the playoffs for me. RCB is a maybe.
Yeah, for me, RCB and SRH are likely to be the one competing for the fourth spot. I'm locking three others in, KKR, MI, and CSK.
Yeah, MI, KKR, CSK. I think SRH has a higher chance than RCB or Punjab Kings.
Perhaps, yeah.
With all their flaws, primarily because of Head and Abhishek. Head and Abhishek.
They are going to put flat shirt fronts in the Opal Stadium.
I think Abhishek Sharma and Travis Etka and Cummins can win them 8 games.
Well, there is also this minor matter of a guy called Henrik Klaske. And then there is this guy called Ishan Kishan, who is itching to show up a bunch of people. And then there is our own...
Nitesh Kumar Reddy.
Mahendra Bahubali Reddy. Right?
Yeah, so it's a crazy good team.
It's a good team. Yeah.
No, they have that one hole there in the middle. This, that cavity is there. That is problem. But otherwise, the team is good.
Let's see.
Of course, their bowling is going to take a beating. Harshal Patel, Jaydev Unadkat, Rao Char. They're going to get massacred in the Opal Stadium.
Their strategy is going to be to win the toss, bat first, score 250.
Minimum.
Do you think that 300 will be breached this year?
I would love to see it getting breached this year.
So last year, they came close, right? 290 odd?
No. 267 was the highest.
277.
Was India versus Bangladesh.
Okay.
Yeah. That one we were breaching, hoping they'd breach. It didn't happen.
So injury report, the only one I've heard is that Thakur
Sharma
was apparently in the mix for LSG. I saw this little video of Butler coming and getting greeted in Ahmedabad. Guys land like this and they get greeted at the airport. Why will they play in any other league? He was almost embarrassed.
I look it up now.
Yeah.
Why would people not pick Shardul Thakur in the auction? Beats me.
I don't understand how people missed him. They picked random people and they didn't pick Shardul Thakur. I don't know what his reserve price was. That is another...
Did he set himself at 2 crores?
He could have set himself at 2 crores, right? I can check and tell you that very quickly. And
that was the mistake Badri did. Badri basically set his base price at 1 crore and that was the end of his career.
Shardul Thakur set his base price at 2 crore.
Yes, he did. That's why.
That can hurt.
Yes.
So, Johnny Bairstow set himself at 2 crore.
Yeah, and nobody touched him.
Adil Rashid set himself up at 2 crore, which is somebody's missed out badly. That guy is a super bowler. And Shardul Thakur. Okay. Clearly, their agent didn't know what they were doing. That base price has no impact except if you're coming in as a replacement. So when you come in as a replacement, you have to be paid the base price.
So Shardul is going to get 2 crores then?
He's going to get 2 crores. You can only pay the base price if you were part of the auction. So if Shardul comes in, he gets 2 crores. So the only people that LSG can jettison are people who are paid more 2 crore or more.
Ah, interesting.
That is the little condition there because let me see who they have.
Mayank
Yadav is at 14 crore anyway, right?
Correct. So that's the guy in the medicine.
It's not an issue, but they can't touch any. Somebody else was supposedly Khan. Mohsin Khan was 4 crores. He's a retention, right? Uncapped retention.
Let me ask you one question. Who is the one player you would be rooting for in IPL 2025?
For me, it would be Rajat Patidar. Nobody expected this guy to become captain. Frankly, this guy owes his career at RCB to this other guy getting injured and Sanjay Bangar making him a random call in the middle of the night saying, hey, would you like to come and play in RCB this year? Because he was not picked at the auction. The poor fellow cancelled his wedding and went to Bangalore to play the IPL.
No shit. Oh my God.
Yeah. This was 3 years ago. Now he's captain. So I really want him to do well.
For me, I've got two names, two people whom I really want them to do well because I like the way they play. One is Ruturaj Gaikwad.
Oh, yeah, certainly.
A very, very calm head. This guy, the way he plays, wonderful to watch. No crazy hitting, nothing. It's like silken and seems to be a super nice guy. And the other is Venki Iyer. So these are two guys who I really want to see do well in this tournament. What about you, Anand?
Mohit Sharma.
Mohit Sharma.
I think it was unfinished business. I loved what Jadeja did. But Mohit, if you remember his comeback, almost perfect, right? I really want to see Mohit Sharma. He may not win the IPL. I just want him to have a really good season.
Good. Okay. So as we wind up, one last question. Who's your player of the match for Saturday?
Oh boy, Koo Singh.
Yeah, plus one to Rinku Singh. Love to see him do well too.
Varun Chakravarti.
Let's go. All right, okay. So it's a 7 o'clock in the morning game for us, correct?
Pacific, yeah. Okay, and with that, we come to the end of the previews of the teams and the preview of the first game of the tournament. Bye, everyone.
Thank you.